Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be playing a total of 945 records. You'll hear both the A side and the B side, one record each year from 1961 through 1969. This half hour, we'll hear from Debbie Dean, the Marvelettes, Mary Wells, Stevie Wonder, and the Supremes. All coming up in the next half hour as we feature 45 records, both the A side and the B side from the 1960s.
I cried all night long when I found out what your mama told you. My mama said, don't cry now, girl, I'm gonna tell you what to do. And then she said, don't wait till he makes up his mind now. Put your foot down and get him in line now. Let him know that you can't wait around now. You've been his girl for a long, long time now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around. Oh no, don't let him shop around. Kisses are sweet now. My mama told me, don't let him shop around. Let him shop around. Now let me tell you something, honey. Oh yeah, you know his family's in the money. And if he takes you for his wife now, yeah, yeah, you'll have the better things in life now. You better make him take your hand now, girl. Understand now, girl, get the man now.
Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
A new girl living on your street, the one that you won't let me meet. But since she came along, you've been treating me wrong. You best be careful, she might break. I ask with tears in my eyes. place with you. She's a new girl, so how can she know to do the things that mean so much to you? And as soon as she's known,
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
1962.
Watch out.
Thank you.
Motown Memory from the Marvelettes, All the Love I've Got, and that was recorded and released in 1962, and that was the B-side of the 45. The A-side was Playboy, and that reached number 7 on the U.S. pop charts and number 4 on the Rhythm and Blues charts of 1962. Before that, the B-side from Debbie Dean, A New Girl, and we started with the A-side from 1961, Don't Let Him Shop Around. It was a follow-up to the Miracle smash hit Shop Around, but that only made it up to 92 in the U.S. pop charts in February of 1961. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring 45 records, both the A-side and the B-side. We start up from 1961, and we'll go all the way up to 1969 this hour. Well, so far we've covered 61 and 62. Here is a record coming up from 1963, the A-side from Mary Wells and Laughing Boy. Well, Laughing Boy was written and produced by Smokey Robinson of the Miracles, and is recorded and released in 1963. The single is notable for being the song to break a consecutive streak of top 10 hits Mary Wells had scored between mid-1962 and early 1963. When the song was set for release, Motown executives were confident at the time that the record would continue Mary Wells' streak of top 10 hits. However, the single stalled at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 charts and number 6 on the Hot Rhythm and Blues charts. Well, in spite of its failure not to reach the top 10, the song is still revered as a classic hit. Well, here is Laughing Boy, Mary Wells, right here on Motown.
1963.
Laughing Boy. That's what they used to call.
Turn me away, yeah, yeah. All I
great Motown songs here on Motown Memory. 1964.
Side to the A-side, Candles in the Wind, that was featured as Little Stevie Wonder, and that song reached number 52 on the pop charts and number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts in January 1964. Before that, Mary Wells with the B-side, Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right, but that actually charted, reaching number 100 in the U.S. pop charts, and the A-side was Laughing Boy, reaching number 15 and number 6 on the rhythm and blues charts from February 1963. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. This hour, we're featuring 145 from each year, from 1961 through 1969, and you'll hear both the A-side and the B-side of the 45. Well, so far we've featured four 45s this hour. Coming up, a smash hit in the fifth 45 this hour, Back in My Arms Again by the Supremes. Well, Back in My Arms Again was written and produced by Motown's main production team at this time, Holland, Dozier, and Holland. Back in My Arms Again was the fifth consecutive and overall number one song for the group on the Billboard Hot 100 pop charts of the United States. It was also the last of five Supreme songs in a row to go to number one. The others preceding it were Where Did Our Love Go, Baby Love, Come See About Me, and Stop in the Name of Love. Well, the famous idea of using Mary Wilson and Florence Ballard's names in the single may have been partially due to Motown's marketing strategy of showcasing each individual Supreme as opposed to the other groups of the day, the big exception being the Beatles, who were known, of course, on a one-name collective basis. Well, here is Back of My Arms Again, the Supremes, Mary Wilson, Florence Ballard, and Diana Ross, right here on Motown.
1965.
Since you held me in your arms.
Cream with Whisper You Love Me Boy, and that was the B-side to the A-side smash hit Back in My Arms Again. Back in My Arms Again reached number one in the United States pop charts, number one in the United States rhythm and blues charts, and number 40 in the UK charts in April of 1965. This half hour, we feature some great records, the A and the B-side for records from 1961 through 1965. Coming up after the break, an A and B-side from 1966 through 1969, so keep it right here on Motown.